call the City of Dyer Mayor and Board of Alderperson meeting February 12th, 2018 to order. There's a quorum present. First order of business will be to approve the minutes of January 22nd, 2018.
Make a motion to approve.
A second.
Motion made in second. Is there any discussion? Doc, call the roll. Start with Craig and go left.
Aye.
Motion carried. Visitors. Is any visitors please step to the end of the table? What's your name? Your address and your concern, please. If you don't have any, you don't have to.
Christy King, 725 North Main Street. First, I want to acknowledge Ron Stafford because last Friday he spearheaded a small group to go around town and we picked up all the bulk trash from the side of the road and then he had it and took it out to the dumpsters and we disposed of it so that we wouldn't have to see anymore. So I think he already commended for doing that.
He didn't give us a chance.
Well, I'm just telling you.
Okay.
There he is. Commend away. second, I had brought up about doing a community center of some sort, and the manse down here was empty. And so I came up here today, and y'all gave me a key, and I appreciate that. So I went down there and looked at it, and it really didn't need that much for the purposes we wanted to use it for, which, you know, just clubs or something, a gathering space for people with like-minded ideas of book club or whatever. And it didn't really require that much improvement. You know, it just needs cleaning, you know, a little bit here and there. The school teachers down there have, at Gibson County, have said they got to donate the time and the students to put in the community garden in the back and whatever mulching, whatever things that we needed. They are a good resource to use that doesn't cost anything. Plus, they need to get their community hours in. So, what I wonder is, I don't know what my parameters are. Can I just start, or what do I need to do to get permission, or what to make it start happening? What are my parameters?
Be specific about what you
want
to
do. Well, like, if I have the teacher and he has the students and they're ready and it's planning time, what do I need to do to get him permission, or what do we need to do so that he can go and till up the back part and start planting plants?
So specifically, you're talking about now a community garden.
I just have zero parameters. Like, I have none. If I get a pressure washer and it's a pretty day, can I go pressure wash the front porch? Or what? What is what?
Well, again, what specifically do you want to do? If you want to plant a garden, that's one thing. If you want to clean, that's another.
So
if you want
to
paint,
to
that's another. What do you want to do?
I don't have a timeline because I don't know the weather. I don't know. If it's a pretty day...
What I'm asking you is, what do you want? Are you wanting to plant a garden?
Yeah, that's my goal.
That's what I'm asking. What do you want to do?
Yes, I want to plant a garden.
Okay.
I want to have the students come and plant the garden.
Okay.
What do I need to do when planting time is allowed and they can come and do it? What do I need to do?
Okay.
If it's a pretty day and I have a pressure washer in my own elbow grease and I go to pressure wash the building, what do I need to do? Can I just have carte blanche and do it? Or do I have to come up here, stand in front of you all, and give specifics as to my pressure washing?
I can't speak for everyone, but I think that we would need to be contacted about anything that went on down there. And gain some type of approval from this office or board or something.
If you're making a physical improvement to the building, you'll need the city board's permission to do that.
Thank you.
To the building of the property. And that's a dumb thing to say.
I agree.
But at the same time, I could decide to paint it pink and they wouldn't like that. Do you, I mean,
Well, I understand that you're going to do this.
But you could decide to put a slide off the roof, and that's not a physical improvement.
I don't think any of those things are quite feasible. But if we're getting to serious examples, I just need to know what is allowed or not, because I only want to work on one room at a time. It's terrible, stained up, disgusting carpet. It wouldn't matter to me if it wasn't so disgusting. It's just walkable. To walk on, but like I could get that if you've got the people and it's going to be a community center. I just needed to know what my parameters were. So from now on, before I do something, I need to just come up here and ask.
Can I ask you a couple of questions?
Yeah.
Why was that location picked for a community center?
Well, the city owned it and nothing was being done with it. And I don't even know who suggested it, I don't have a clue who suggested it. So once it was suggested, I don't even know who made it.
There are some reasons I asked that question, okay?
You got issues of insurance.
That's right, the one. Well, liability and all that.
You got utilities.
But I did ask about utilities, and it said that it was negligible. Like it was being paid for, and it was barely even used. Like it just wasn't even. It didn't even use enough amount.
The thing is, and the reason I'm going into this is because we have discussed this in the past and everything, and there are certain things that we can do with that building because of the way it was done. The church donated that to the city of Dyer. Ray's church donated that to the city of Dyer. And
the Carolines.
You know, we can't sell that property. There can't be this. There can't be, you know, there's certain restrictions, okay, that we verbally agreed to, okay? What we talked about doing is taking things that is owned by the city and pictures and odd and stuff, and turning that into a small museum area of the city of Dyer. And I know this is their first of hearing this, you know. And that's why I really wanted to go there with that. Dyer Station has a room in that building, and they will always have a room in that building.
Taken away from any of
it. No, and I understand that. I wanted to make sure that we was all on the same page, that we wasn't running around.
I have given you a straightforward what I plan to do. Just need answers back.
You want a community center.
I want a space where people who maybe want to do a book club, a writing club, a garden club to do the garden, whatever it may be. There is zero spaces here to do any of that unless we rent out the VFW or we go to the park or Toot and Tail or Joe's. A little space, a little community center. Every town has one,
right.
You know, for the most part. A little community center, it's nothing big or anything. Just a room and a functioning bathroom where we can all meet and whatever, you know. I don't care if it's from AA to book club. Whatever it may be, it can just be in, you know, there is a space. It's obviously a waste of space. There's absolutely nothing going on in there.
We've only had it since last summer or something we've actually talked about ripping the carpet out and redoing the back floor and putting linoleum down inside of it and Willie and them was going to get to paint on the inside of it. Just, you know, they've already been down to City Lumber and got the paint colors and everything, that, you know, a neutral color or whatever and things like that. Just hasn't made it that far yet.
Well, you got the people who are willing to carry it on
and
finish.
And I agree with that.
One of the main things, if you take you and your friends and you're trying to do a good deed and fix this up, and one of you falls and gets hurt and busts yourself up, the city's liable.
Well, you'd have to, surely not every city, you know, reps their patrons who come to the community center and bubble wrap because of fear of getting hurt. There has to be some sort of...
I'm just letting you know, people will sue. When you have a problem... You can get, that's why liability insurance is so high. Now, to me, my thinking is if you're wanting a room to do it, you might be better off to give us a little time to think about it, and we do the work to get it ready, and then you just use the room or something so the liability isn't there.
And then after y'all take it over to do it, how long do you foresee it taking to court? It's not a liability issue. Will it be? I'm trying to get
it's
a place for my kid before it graduates.
Anytime you're on somebody else's property, it's their liability.
I mean,
cities, individual, it don't matter. Even here, you fall out the door, city's liable.
Understandable. But I just want it's now I have passed the question on to you.
Right.
I would like to see something in return. Be faster than a year, you know.
Right.
Something timely. But I have passed it on to you. What my question is, it is now in the board's responsibility. I will come up here and I will question it ever so often because I feel like it's just a wasted space. It is. It could be used for something. You've got the people, the volunteers, and you've got everything, resource you possibly need to do the stuff for you. So, with that said, I didn't get any answers, but I'm hoping I'll be able to come back up here and get some because
right.
I've given you all that I have, all the information I have.
Let me say something. I've been here all my life in Dyer. I have never stepped foot in that house you're talking about in my entire life. Mm-hmm. I have played around the lawn, on the outside, you know, by being ported aboard. I don't know if anybody else besides Ray has been in the house. Okay, maybe one or two.
No.
Why don't you let us, as the board, we get together and we go down there and look at that house. We all get our eyesight of that house, you know, and then we can pretty well come to some kind of conclusion of what we can do and what we can't do.
Okay.
Because I've never been inside of it.
I haven't either.
It might be some things in there that we don't want, you know, might be some history there that we don't want tore down, and somebody might go in there and tear it down, you know. I think it'd be best for the board to go down there and just look at the house inside and out, and then maybe we can, you know, meet back with you and let you know. You know, I think that's the best. I would like to go in and look in the house myself. I would, you know, and I would like for us as a board to go in together and look at it, and then we can come up with some ideas, and then we can either say yay or nay.
And as a constituent and citizen, if it's a nay, then I want an alternative offered or some kind of solution because it's the citizens are up. We want something. We're here to represent. So if it's a nay on that building, then I would like to hear some great solutions on an alternative. Are we all in agreement on that? Can we agree at least on that? There will be some discussion and...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Why would you say no? Why would you say no, though?
Talking about renting it to
everybody. Yeah. We rent it to everybody.
It's more than, I mean, it's different cultural clubs, community garden. It's a whole community center.
Any other visitors? Not. for it. As you can see, Brian, on my marriage report right here, it's written in. I appreciate y'all going around picking things up around the city and everything. Done a good job. It makes things look better. And I appreciate y'all taking your time to do that. And I know this is a lot of citizens do too. So, thank y'all. Farm reports, fire.
Have a few little things. Real quick, some of the guys are here tonight. We met realizing our call volume has drastically increased over the past couple years. The first responders that generally make most of the calls are here. Going back 5 years, we were running about 146, 147 calls. Last year, we were up to 314 calls. That being said, our calls have more than doubled. Our budget stayed the same. So that tells you that our money is depleting faster. So we've decided amongst ourselves that first responder amount hasn't changed. That is the majority of our calls. With Gibson General closing, our ambulance is having a whole lot further to go to transport patients. So that in return increases our first responder calls. Therefore, we're staying out more. That's fine. We're not complaining. So in return, to curb that, to keep us from going over budget, we have agreed amongst ourselves that we're no longer going to turn that in for payroll. So we're kind of going back to the way we were and not charging for first responder calls. To kind of keep that line item from going over. Another big thing that's coming, I'm going to pass each of y'all a handout, a class that some of us attended this weekend. All day Saturday and Sunday, we attended a class in Jackson that was put on by the State Fire Academy and MTAS. Melissa Ashford, the attorney for MTAS, taught part of it. Dennis Wolf, the fire consultant for MTAS, was also there along with other instructors. This is required training that we have to go through as officers. The big highlight that I want you to see in this handout is on the, I guess it'd be the fifth page, where it says training is critical. This is a big thing nationwide, statewide. You'll see a PowerPoint printout that you have. It says training is critical. Training is mandatory. No one is exempt. If they do not train, do not allow them to attend fires and take them off your roster. They told us to do this immediately. They pose a huge liability, not only to me as the fire chief, but our department, our city, and I've been saying this for a while. Nothing has changed. This has been not a Ryan problem, as some people have made this out to be. This has been a problem going on since I've been on this park. We have people, I call them Sunday firefighters, t-shirt firefighters, whatever. They come when they feel like it's convenient for them to come. They come when it's the big fire. When Miss Smith calls 911, it's the big incident for Miss Smith, or she wouldn't call 911 to begin with. And that's kind of how I look at it. Trying to think how to word this nicely, but to get the point across is, last night we were called mutual aid to Trenton Fire Department. We had 26 people on our roster. We had 8 people show up. Now, I know some people work second shift, third shift, and I kind of know who those folks are. So you take that into the equation, about 5 people were at work. So now we're down to 13, we'll say, give or take, 15 people. Where were the other 11 or 12 folks? I don't know. Some of them were home. I know they were home. And that's fine. We can't mutual aid other departments and go help them until I know this city's covered. I can't deplete our department and our guys, our equipment, go help a neighboring town knowing I'm leaving the citizens here unprotected. But I live here. We all live here. I I've got to make sure people are here protected before I go help somebody else. That's another reason for the costs that are increased. Everywhere across this nation, it's not a Dyer problem. It's not a Gibson County problem. It's not a Tennessee problem. You can look in the news and see there's a shortage of volunteers. It's not something people want to do anymore. A lot of it is due to the training. It's kind of a double-edged sword. It's a nationwide epidemic. People want to do it, but then when they get involved and they realize that this training is mandatory, that you've got to do it, state law requires it, they're like, well, I don't really want to do this. Didn't know you had to do all this. So it's kind of a double-edged sword. So basically what I'm meeting with different firefighters. I'm kind of wanting to give you a heads up that some of these folks may, a couple have taken offense to it personally. It's nothing personal. But when I'm down there, I'm not their friend. I'm there as a business matter. And that's how I look at it. It's, Pat is here. He is our training officer. He's state certified. He can answer training questions that I can't. But I can tell you that we're mandated by state law to do training. There's nothing I can do to tell you that you're exempt. That's straight from MTAS. I've talked to Dennis Wolf personally. I've emailed him. Trying to come up with ways. The people that work second shift, Pat has agreed on his own time to meet with these folks that work second shift, come up with a schedule that's convenient for them. If it's a Saturday and he's available, they're available, we're going to meet with them individually. They can't be at our regular drills to make that up. So we're willing to work with them if they'll work with us. The problem is some of them aren't willing to work with us. So basically what I'm asking is, if they're not, do I have your permission to basically ask them to turn their stuff in?
If you carried out this purge right now, how many would you have left?
I would say 15-ish.
15 out of 26?
Well, 25. I had another one turn in stuff today. So okay. About 25 right now.
So about a third of what you have would do.
But when you go back looking, and I brought the numbers with me, when you start looking, I mean, right now we're averaging 10 on an average call turnout on a fire call. Now, I'm not counting medical calls. Medical, you're going to get two, maybe three people. And we're low on first responders. A lot of that's burnout. That's everywhere. I can tell you in the last 2 weeks, we've been having answer calls in Rutherford. The county covers Rutherford. They'll page the station that covers that. Nobody responds. We're the next closest, so we get paged. We go to Rutherford to answer their calls for them. We've been up there three times last week because the medic can't handle the call by herself because it's a large patient. They can't lift, so we have to go to Rutherford to help them and lift them. So I can tell you those calls are increasing, but there's reasons behind it that I can't prevent. Nobody in this room can prevent. So there's no real easy fix for it, other than we need folks. There's no magic cure for it. I wish there was. We'd all be rich if we could figure it out. It's a problem across the state. I luckily get to travel across the state and see it everywhere. But I can't allow somebody that hasn't picked up and put on an air pack in over a year and attended a training in over a year to go in a burning house.
No.
And they get hurt. So the first thing they're going to do, as much as they like me and they like the city of Dyer and they love us, the first thing their family's going to do is sue us.
Yeah.
And then the first thing Tosha's going to ask for is training records. I don't have anything to show them. We're in trouble. And that's what I'm here to do, is what's protecting the city.
Is there a time limit on how many they can actually come and not come to still stay a fireman?
Right now,
to turn their gear in?
We do not have a written policy. No. We try to, and for the most part, most of our people come when they can. I mean, we all know there's family events, there's certain things that
right.
You're going to be out of town, working, used to be people worked here in town. We have factories in town. They worked here. They allowed them to leave their job. That's not the case anymore. Part of it is why I'm telling you this is I don't want people to have false security, but if your house catches on fire, especially during the daytime, somebody's coming, because there may not be somebody coming. I don't want people to have false security. You may only get two people, and that, again, falls back to that mutual aid while we're going to other towns. Luckily, we haven't had a working structure fire in Dyer in 2 years. Tomorrow may be our day where we have to call those resources to come here. That's why you're seeing more and more mutual aid going up. And that's just the facts of life.
Do we have any more applications for people coming in?
Not right now. The state went to the chief's meeting last week in Jackson. The state has received a grant for recruitment, and we are getting involved with that. And that's going to be, there's going to be some TV advertisement, radio advertisement coming from that. They will help us for free make brochures, posters. One thing that we're going to do Thursday night is start doing smoke alarm canvases. While we're doing that smoke alarm, we're going to be passing out brochures for recruitment, trying to recruit firemen to come on. Mm-hmm. The problem with recruitment is when you do start your recruitment, you've got training. That's 8 weeks. The basic school before you do anything is 8 weeks that we teach in-house. So you're looking at less than around a year before they can really do anything once you get them on. So, I mean, it's a process. So that's a problem we're looking at. Again, it's nationwide. We are in better shape than most departments, I will say that. That's why the county got the full-time grant. Of course, the county decided not to fund that, so they don't have full-time. But they just received a grant to start paying. So now they're paying their volunteers to try to increase people showing up, because they're having the same problem we're at. It's no different anywhere else. Before they weren't getting any pay. So now they're paying their volunteers a little to show up. Just basically look over that, kind of think about it. I'm trying to keep as many as we can keep and keep them interested. Studies have shown that if you do the training, people will be interested. And that's why we have increased training. We've done more training since. And since we've tracked it in October, we've done around 900 hours of documentary training that I can show you right now that we're doing. We've hosted more state classes in the past 6 months than we have in the past 6 years. So the training has been amped up, but we've got to have the people there to do the training. And the fact of the matter is some of our own people aren't even coming. They want the training. They tell you that. You offer it, they're not coming. And the mayor can tell you he's been there with us. We've offered to cook, we've cooked their meals for them, to get them there for the training, and we've done everything we know to do to get them to participate. So.
To go back to one of your earlier statements, I think when we put you in the position that you were in, we gave you the authority to do what you feel needs to be done. Just be sure that we're clear.
Right.
On why you do what you do.
Right. And that's basically why I was letting you know tonight that I have been talking to some of them now. Some have left. Brian Cathy has left. He sent the mayor and I a text last week, 2 weeks ago, that he had turned all his equipment in. We don't have a reason. I don't have a reason why. He didn't give us a reason. I met with Marty Graves this afternoon. He's been on for 25 years, and he has turned in his equipment. Marty hasn't been very active in the last several years. He just didn't want to do it anymore. He may stay on as a support if we have something big, kind of come help. He's a paramedic, kind of come help as a rehab type person. But other than that, we're going to keep trucking on.
All the firemen that haven't been coming, but they're supposed to come, how long do we wait as far as asking them, are they going to quit and bring their gear in, or what are they doing?
I'm talking to them now. I've been calling, trying to make contact with you.
Because we need the gear in case we hire new people.
Right. The most recent two that turned in equipment, the gear's expired, so I can't, there's nothing I can do with it. Again, it's 10-year manufacturer date, and I've got to get rid of it. So. I've got one, Pat, he's needing gear right now. So his expired, and I need him gear now. We got some order, but I still need one more set.
You have.
We're behind. We have been behind for years. We've applied for a grant. That won't be till next year before we hear back from the grant. But I still need one more set to get us, to get everybody we have right now on the roster up to date with current in-date gear. I need one more set.
The current gear you have, are them people using it?
Yes.
Are they interested?
Than a few that aren't showing up.
Well, to me, if they're not showing up and taking the training and that, we don't need them. Somebody else that needs the gear.
Right. The problem is, I don't know if it's going to fit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, they need to let us know where they stand with it, because if they don't want to do it, they need to turn their gear in for somebody else to have it. Because we've got to have firemen in this town.
Men in training all the time.
I've got one right now. Well, right now we've got six or five that are in first responder school right now. At least five.
But the city doesn't pay them. City doesn't pay them.
We're paying for three of their schooling right now. First responder school. Three of them. Two of them, they're falling under the county.
But when the regulars don't show up to go out, they don't get paid.
That's correct. Now, if you don't show up, you don't get paid once. And one thing we've cracked down on is he's used to it was show up, sign a payroll and leave. I mean, or 26. Now you've got to work. If you show up and sign in and you didn't do anything, you don't get paid for the call.
Did you say you weren't the first responders didn't want money now?
It's not that they don't want money, it's just that we're trying to keep from going over budget.
Tom.
Okay.
We're preventing that from happening. That'll be addressed next budget. But that's basically all I have right now that I can think of.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a seat. First of all, after all that, I don't like the fact that our first responders will be going out without being paid. So we need to do what we need to do to take care of that. The job they do, we expect them to do.
We need them.
Right. The citizen expects somebody to be at their door when they're needed. So, I would like to go ahead and go over the fire chief's head and say that we go ahead and keep paying them, and we amend the budget when it's time to amend the budget to fix that situation. We'll get the money from wherever it needs to come from, but I am dead set against not paying them for doing their job.
I appreciate them being willing to do that, but I think they need to be compensated.
They should be paid.
When you need them, they're sure nice to have around.
Yeah. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Yeah, right.
I agree.
They should be paid.
Brian, if you don't mind, keep paying those guys, and we'll take care of the rest, okay? Thank you. I need you guys to accept. I don't know about the second one. What do you want me to do about the other one? Marty, deal. You want me to hold off?
We talked about it. Basically, what we're looking at, he wants to remain kind of like...
What do you want to do about
it? He's going to think about it. There are no clear definition right now as far as... He wants to remain kind of like what Roger and Mr. Roy is a rehab person. He's going to think about that. He said he doesn't know what he's going to do. But as of right now, he has turned in all equipment, keys, everything's been turned in. So he's not going to be responding. So, I would take it. He's not on. So.
Make his mind up. What's the idea?
Ready to make his mind up. Okay, I need a... Brian Cathy came in today and everything, and he said, and we've been discussing it, midnight, discussed this a little bit just a second ago, because I wanted to know the difference between quitting and resigning. And there's not a difference, okay? Brian Cathy quit. He wants you guys to know that he quit. I said, you resigned. He said, no, I quit. I said, okay. And so we need to accept his
quitation.
Is there a motion?
Motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made second. Is there any discussion?
We do it with great appreciation. Brian has been a great servant to the people of Dyer for many years.
Did Brian give a reason?
He did not write me out anything.
How many years has he been doing this?
Since he was in diapers.
38.
38 years. Wow.
Any more discussion? Now, Colorado, start jumping, go right.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. We will discuss a few things over that for our next board meeting. If Nathan will make a note of that, we are going to have a fire committee meeting before the next board meeting. That way I don't forget what it is. Thank you. We will discuss Marty's once he comes back, okay? Once Ryan comes back.
Sold about 150 city stickers, it looks like. I would encourage you to buy yours before the rush. The last day to purchase a city sticker will be April 16th, which is tax day. But if you hadn't paid your property tax, you can go ahead and get the city sticker and the property tax at the same time. Because those last couple of days for city stickers are always the worst. And that's all I've got right now. I need to provide you some information on the state mandated training. I've got some notes that I'd like for you to see before we talk about it. That's
going to be done pretty soon, then.
Yeah. That's what I'll leave for one of you.
If one's going to do it, we're all going to do it.
Yeah, but I don't know if it'll count for all of you if you do it this early. Mm-hmm. Commissioner training.
Doesn't matter. I can't make Fred sit in that class. I'll do it with you, Fred, okay?
What are you talking about?
There is mandated training from the state that we have to attend now, and we have to spend so many hours after we're elected.
We talked about that.
Yeah, I know you did.
And
you're actually the only one sitting on this board right now that has to do it.
Haven't done it.
No, you're the only one that has to do it.
Oh, okay.
Nobody else sitting around this board has to do it until they're reelected or somebody else comes in their spot. So, but... I'll do it with you.
If we have to. But I think we could probably get credit for it, but I got to double check that. But City stickers. You got yours.
Water and sewer operations?
I had no report this time, Mayor.
Public Safety and Health Committee, I think Ryan's pretty well taken care of his, everything that he knows about. Thank you. Finance Administration Personnel Committee.
I have nothing at this time.
Street Maintenance, Water, Sewer, Landfill Committee.
I got a couple things, a couple concerns. One of my concerns is with the newspaper. I appreciate everything the newspaper does, putting everything in the paper on our comments and everything. One thing I do not like, when you quote stuff somebody says and it's not fact, you got it not saying what we said. I don't know if you did. You weren't here at the meeting, but I do not like having my name put on something I said when I didn't say it. I think we need to be a little more careful on the quotes. That's all I got to say about that, but I wanted to correct that on some of the things we put in the paper. Did you want that test? Ask about that test?
No.
Okay. Okay. Other than that, I really have nothing else to say.
Willie?
Sir?
Did you check on the gravel?
The slag, the gravel, whatever it was that you was eating?
I have not.
On East College.
What we talked about doing is some of that concrete fell over, and some of that old concrete we got in different places. Busting it up, putting it on the rust first, and then I was going to see what I thought we needed.
Just want to make sure it looks good when you get done, because of
where it is.
Where it's at.
Right there, right
beside
it.
Right.
Right.
I have one more thing I forgot about.
No, we're over you.
That's okay.
No,
one thing, the VFW building is kind of in disarray. I didn't know. Did you want to talk about it on the new business?
Yeah, new business.
Okay. I'll pass, and I'm going to be real good today.
I'm going to get out of your committee so Parks and Buildings Committee's not here. Anybody know anything about Parks and Buildings? Okay. Unfinished business, any unfinished business?
This is probably, I don't know, maybe we'll talk about it later. It could have come under the prior category. Have we worked out anything with the school in regard to mowing and taking care of that?
We have worked out the part on the
elementary.
Elementary school area.
I called him last week, he wasn't there, and I didn't call him back.
But that part's taken care of. We're working on the big part now, so.
Didn't mean to throw you under the bus.
No, it's okay. I thought about that this afternoon.
We talked several times about this, and I think we are going to have a problem after I went down and checked myself. I've been told several times, and we are going to need to be looking into purchasing another lawnmower. One of our John Deere. It'll be fine to start out with this year. But it's absolutely wore out. So that's something we need to look into. Tom, you've come a couple times, talked about that a little bit and everything. But, we need to really, really start thinking about that.
After the next budget?
It needs to be in the next budget. But we need to be aware that, you know, anything could happen at any time. So, new business. Mr. Tom was going to bring up about the VFW. That thing makes all kind of noise, don't it? The VFW property, it's used a lot, almost every day. I don't know if my notes are in here or not. Anyways, on the side of the soffits on the building are rotten. I don't want to go back with wood. And I had Mr. Tom come up and look at it the other day. And I want to get rid of the wood and put metal back under the soffits for vents, the siding, and do both ends while we're doing it. Take out the windows that are upstairs that are not used for anything. Get rid of those and just siding over the top of that. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Get rid of the carpet that's on the VFW steps and either put new back or paint it and make it look good and update that VFW just a little bit. And that's part of one of the deals that I really want to do is to start updating some of our properties. We've done that over the past couple of years with a water plant, a wastewater plant, putting different roofs on them, putting, you know, windows in, doing some painting and things like that. I know Tom wants to, I think Tom wants to look at, see about another bid, is that right?
Yeah, I just talked to Joel this afternoon about giving a quote. That's why I didn't get it before. I didn't know if he had to approve doing that work first or not, but I can have him run up and get a quote on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I carried, Tom up there to look at it and everything and to see the rot that's actually where it's rotten, and it's actually rotten to the point that it's falling through. And the gutters on this side, have we taken those off?
We have.
Okay.
But the others are bad too on the east.
Okay.
Do we need to put air vents in there since we're going to close up the...
Yes. It'll be the air vents will be where the windows are now. And
not on the roof.
No, they're not on the roof now. They're in the ends of the gables of the VFW, and it'll just be ventilation over it or whatever, so it can still breathe. Also on the soffits, is that right, Mr. Tom?
Yes.
Well,
you'll know more once you tear it down.
Right. And once we get to that point, we need to make sure that this is going to be done pretty quick because we don't want the joists and everything to start rotting them because you know what that'll cost. So, there is a bid here, and I'm not going to say what the bid is out loud since there is going to be another bid, okay? But I'm going to pass it around to you and let you look at that and make you aware. And if you don't mind, can you see about getting...
He'd have done it today if I knew we were proceeding.
Okay.
What about that basement? Is it getting to the point where it might be dangerous coming upstairs?
That basement's locked. Nobody can go up and down.
I know it's locked, but I was talking about, from what I have heard, it's mold and everything else down there.
No, those guys went down there and...
I've got her PMO
guy. They went down there and they cleaned it. And
okay. Now, when the VFW,
it was
because I was the commander, it was all that.
Yeah, we've cleaned all that up and
that's good.
Done all that. We've got to take care of our properties if we're going to have any.
But Eddie, it's really not tall enough to walk around in, is it?
I have never been up there.
I knew.
I wouldn't imagine it is, but
I was in the basement, a tornado warning in the middle of an election one night.
For you.
Mm-hmm.
How'd that work out?
I used to go in the basement what long
ago? It was fine to get in
there. They used to dance down there years and years and years ago. They used to hold dances down there when I was 1920.
I think it's a good thing y'all start. Yoga studio at VFW.
Cool.
You start it.
Sure.
I won't back it.
I know you won't.
Taking a long time with that bid. I just did. What you did. Any other new business? Move on to the accounts, January 22nd.
Second.
Motion is second. Is there any discussion?
I know what 1829 is. Why did we have to pay it?
That is our yearly fee for my
the online parts and also the software licensing.
What's 1744?
That's the new sampler for the wastewater plant.
Is that the one Willie ordered?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
It is here installed and got a program today. I get on YouTube to figure it out.
Why do we have to pay B&B fire protection when we've got the fire department?
B&B fire protection recertified air tanks for the fire department.
Air tanks?
Yes, sir. They have to be certified every 10 years.
1540?
5 years. They have to be recertified every 5 years. The cost was about $20 a tank, I believe. And we have 60-some-odd tanks.
62. We did 58, right?
They also do our fire extinguishers, Mr. Richard.
It's not bad. $20.
I mean, they did not on that bill, but I mean, we used them for a couple of things.
What's 852?
It's chemical bills for the water and wastewater plant.
Okay, thank you.
$1689, is that your corporation?
What is Reed's Hydro Jetting?
They tested the backflow preventer at the wastewater plant.
There you go.
It's required to state yearly.
I have a conflict of interest there for a minute.
I don't know anybody. I don't know who they are.
Number 44.
That's one I can't tell you.
Sarah. There is a couple of different things. There's diesel in that. There's the culvert. Then a couple of small.
The culvert we just recently put down.
Put it down last week. Let me go dig it back up.
Sir.
You'll make me dig it back up.
I'm sorry.
You'll make me dig it back up.
No, that's fine. I think it's big enough. If I had to dig the one on up from it, put one bigger in there.
Did we do all right?
It looks pretty good.
We got through with that, Fred.
I'm glad, Willie.
We couldn't finish up.
glad you're not finished with it, Willie. Because after a good rain, it might wash everything away.
$657 million
TML Risk Management Pool. That is our property and workman's compensation insurance. The only one we lack is a $41,000 payment for liability. What's your liability run, Mr. Tom?
I don't know. I don't.
The property insurance is $24,983. Workman's comp is $35,517.
Let's pay more than that for workman's comp.
Overall, we're doing pretty good.
Pool insurance is a great thing.
Yeah. Is that a state-regulated pod life?
Well, it's the Tennessee Municipal League put together a pool insurance program in 1980-something.
It's still cheaper to do it that way in a pool.
I think Mr. Kenny would agree. It's probably cheaper in a pool, isn't it, Mr. Kenny?
It depends.
Yeah. But time after time, they outperform most other folks. And our rate has not changed. The 2015 and 16 figure was $101,037. The number last year was $101,682. The number this year is $101,949. So total, that's all three policies. We're only paying two right now. So, I mean, the rates haven't changed.
There's three here that 332, 1529, really four.
Food riots.
B&B, no, that B&B protection is not on there.
Hang on, you got to do one at a time.
And 1798.
One at a time. One at a time.
Okay, they go.
No, they don't.
Is that where you bought food for our...
It was primarily inmate food.
It's got 1540. I can do 1540 over here. Is that where we bought food?
Which one, sir?
All of them.
Rutherford Grocery, Joe and Dana's,
and a Rutherford Grocery again.
Rutherford Grocery.
Food right.
Rutherford Grocery is all inmate food. Joe and Dana's is all inmate food. And the food right probably has some other things in there that we've documented.
Okay. We'll knock that out. What about Joe and Dana's?
Yes. Yes.
So that, and Rutherford Grocery, so it will be knocked down some.
And Mr. Richard, on some of this, it's not, they send us a bill, and they may send us a bill for December and January in February. Still paying?
Yeah.
It's not all, you know.
All 1 month.
Right.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Why was it all 1 month?
Right. No, it's we may get one this month, we may get one next month, and all of a sudden we don't get one next month, get two months at a time.
Dana sends us a bill when she gets ready to get paid.
So.
It's normally every 2 to 3 months that we get a bill from them.
They're not keeping up with their payroll,
then. They are.
Or bookkeeping.
If it's once a month, we go join in with them, ain't we?
Yeah.
Any more questions about the accounts?
We're going to feed the whole town. We might as well get something to do.
Yeah.
Stop and call the roll. Start, Ms. Jennifer, go right.
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye.